Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Everybody's good. Everybody's good. Everybody's good. You know, it's finally here. Finally hit me the other day that Christmas is almost here. And we're preparing for it everywhere, aren't we? You know, we got everything. I went to a Christmas party on Friday night. We drove around, looked at all the lights on the houses. We got Christmas trees in people's windows. I got my gift box for my jewelry piece that I'm going to get out there. I've got my Christmas music for the CD player. I've got my Christmas cards, which aren't filled out yet, but okay. I've got gift tags and trim stuff. I've got stuff for my Christmas tree, my ornaments. I got all these things ready. I'm getting really prepared for Christmas. Doing a pretty good job. It's getting here fast. Have I forgotten anything? I even got my Christmas sweater on this morning. Really getting into it. Have I forgotten anything? Have I forgotten anything? Is there anything for Christmas I've forgotten?
Santa?
Well, I got my Santa Claus ready to go outside on the porch. What did you say?
Jesus.
I forgot Jesus. Oh, how could I forget Jesus? Man, that's pretty bad, wasn't it? I forgot Jesus. All this rushing around, trying to get everything done, preparing everything, get everything just perfect, and I forgot Jesus. But you know, that reminds me of a story. I guess you figured that out there, didn't you? Reminds me of a story of a little boy that wanted to go to the circus. Have you heard that story? No. Okay, good. Well, this little boy saw a poster about the circus coming to town on Saturday. And he rushed right home and asked his dad if he could have a dollar to go to the circus, because that's what it costs to get in. Wow. Pretty cheap, huh? Yeah. He wanted a dollar from his dad to go to the circus in town on Saturday afternoon. And so his dad said, well, if you get up early on Saturday and you do all your chores, because he lived out on the farm, so he had chores to do. He had his bed to make. He had his room to clean up. He had to go help milk the cows and feed the chickens and all that other stuff. If you get all your chores done, I'll give you a dollar and you can go to the circus. So Saturday came, the little boy got up extra early. And he got all his chores done. And he ran and told his dad, Dad, I got everything done. Can I have my dollar now to go to the circus? And his dad said, yes, you've done a good job, and here's your dollar. And the little boy ran into town, and he got there early enough to stand in the front down Main Street so he could watch the parade. And pretty soon here came the elephants and the tigers and the lions and the
horses.
The horses. Yeah, we ought to have horses. And there came the trapeze artists and the clowns. And it was just amazing. And here come the very end of the parade, and the ringmaster was coming down the street. And the little boy was so excited, he ran out in the street, and he handed the ringmaster his dollar, and he said, thank you for a wonderful circus. And he went home.
That's it.
But see, here's the story. He was so excited, he thought that he'd seen the whole circus, and all he really saw was the parade. He missed the best part. He missed the circus. See, because we're getting so ready for Christmas. We're doing all the things that are busy and exciting, and we're missing the best part. We're missing Jesus and his birth. And the stable, and what it means for us to know him personally and be with him and ask him to live in our hearts every day. We're missing that star and the beauty of the wise men and the shepherds and the lambs that lay down on that beautiful night. Jesus was born. So don't be like the little boy that just watched the parade. Keep the whole circus. Keep the whole beauty of the birth of Jesus in our mind as we prepare Every day we prepare something for Christmas. Let's keep it in our heart that what we're preparing for is Christ's birth. Okay? Mm-hmm. Let's have a word of prayer.
Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you be with each of us as we prepare for the Christmas season, to prepare for the birth of Christ in this holiest of seasons, is to know him, to ask him to live in our heart, to be with us each and every day, to put the real meaning of Christmas in our lives. In Jesus' precious name, amen.